I know it's been a bit since my last update, and so here is an update. After I got done with my nude beach tour, I rolled back into a Idaho that was just starting to open up after the COVID. They only closed down so much anyway, but I hung out and lived with some excellent friends, and we did excellent things together, like watch TV, talk about life, and I went ahead and got a new truck and a camper trailer. And then I went on a hike to the Blue Lakes, and then a bunch of other hikes that ended in the hiking of the Sawtooths Mountains. That dance party hike could possibly be the best hike in my life so far. Right now, I'm looking back on what a summer it's been, because it is definitely fall now. And after I had spent some time with my excellent friends, I then went back to Jordan's for a spell. Him and I had a talk, and it seemed time that I focus on getting my life going from a practical sense. We both made this decision after I decided that I definitely wanted to stop the exploring. I kept trying to get out of state and out of the country, but 2020 just kept shutting me down. And then I realized, after Jordan asked, "Do you want to go to any other states and do any other work?" And I realized, no, I want to stay here in my little Idaho. My trip to the Sawtooths reminded me that there's much of this state that I had not seen, and that I could spend possibly a lifetime exploring it. So when I got back, I set up focusing on building my construction business and also finding a place to live. I eventually settled on moving in with my buddy Shane. There's a third roommate we have named Steve. And Steve appears from time to time in between working and sleeping. And we all share long conversations, as three men who are about 30 will do. It's a very enjoyable time in my life right now. The roommate life, the single life, being able to focus on absolutely anything that I want to at any time. I'm extremely clear-headed. And right now I've taken a trip up to Coeur d'Alene with my wonderful people, and I really do feel like I'm on top of the world. My writing is soaring. My business is growing. And my personal life is just about right where I want it to be. I'm enjoying this clear space where I can do what needs to be done and get effective results on whatever my laser-focused brain can point to. Most of my days before this Coeur d'Alene trip have been filled with working, working out, and then working on writing. My time this summer hiking with my gentle peeps and other buddies, and sometimes alone, as well as the camping and the many, many hours spent shirtless refinishing decks that overlook golf courses, have taught me many things. For one thing, I've learned that it's best to share something that you did, not something that you're going to do. And for another thing, I've noticed that life just goes on. There's many times this year that many people seem to have told us that it was about to fucking end, and it didn't. So, life goes on until it doesn't. Naturally, you should live in the moment. But the other thing that I've definitely learned this summer is that of all the thoughts you can have, the best ones are the ones you act on. Better to end up with a win or a loss instead of a nothing. So, I encourage you all in your endeavors. Pick something. Do it. See how it works. Stay flexible. And definitely enjoy the journey. Now, that clearly would have been an excellent spot for me to wrap up this segment of this podcast. So consider that the wrap-up, and just know that I've got one buttload of content coming your way. There's a new podcast that I have joined forces on, and I'm part of a trio, basically, that's going to deliver incredible content your way. And I got a series of novellas that are going to be coming out at a reasonable pace. So several sci-fis and a couple of macabre reflection pieces. Beyond that, I can just say you should stay busy, because there's no other way to stay, even if you're busy is sitting down and just listening to the sound of silence. Ooh, 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 I've also got another YouTube channel coming out. It's going to be called Juan and 80 in the Wild, and you're going to love it, or you're going to hate it. Either way, whatever.